And the first talk I'd like to give is about auxiliary membership itself. And what I'd like to do is give you 9 ideas. And I'd like to use the word auxiliary and give you 1 word for every letter in the word auxiliary. That way it'll be easy for you to remember. Lastly, the last letter is Y. I could have picked Y2K. I could have picked the year of God the Father. But I decided to pick you, because you are so important to Our Lady and to the Legion. We owe a great debt of gratitude to you. Because like we talked about, without you, we as active members would not be able to accomplish anything. Because what does the Bible say? Prayer without work, work without prayer, prayer without work is dead. I guess it's actually I'm thinking of St. James, that faith without works is dead. But if you read the lives of the saints, they often say that if we just work and don't pray, our work will be fruitless. Like there's a book called The Soul of the Apostolate, and it says that you can do all the great apostolic work you want, but if you don't have a life of prayer, if you don't have a life of holiness and an interior life, then your work will bear no fruit. So you are the prayers for us in the Legion. We do the active work, but we, even as active members, have the obligation to pray and to develop a spiritual life. But you are so valuable to the Legion. So I'd like to thank you for your membership. And Frank Duff once said that the Legion owes you a debt of gratitude, you its auxiliaries. You can be styled the Legion's great invisible army. The active forces are dependent on you, and they are grateful to you for your help. God bless you. Auxiliary starts out with the letter A, and that stands for the Legion as an army. You see, we as active members are the ground troops, the ones who are in the front lines in the Church's battle for souls. But every army needs the support. Every army needs helpers. And that's where you, the praying members, come in. Here at this parish and many parishes throughout the diocese, we have what's called Presidia. Presidia are the local parish unit. And that's a Latin word for a military garrison or a fighting unit. And what would happen to a fighting unit if it did not have food or ammunition or water or clothing or medical supplies? It would never be able to do the battle if it were not for all of you auxiliary members. Frank Duff, the founder of the Legion, many years ago gave a talk to auxiliary members. I'd like to share a few of the sentences that he shared with auxiliary members. He said, "You are in the position of munition workers in a time of war. Create this image before your mind. Fancy that you look at some proud army, the proudest army the world has ever known. Think of battalion after battalion of perfectly drilled men, perfectly equipped men, rolling past and rolling past and rolling past until you think they could never come to an end. The clear-cut faces all looking ahead, the natural courage made stronger by the iron discipline and by the sense of a noble cause which presides over all. Everything shows forth irresistible life. Yet, as you look, reflect, consider that army only a few days cut away from its sources of supply, so that food and water cannot get through, clothing and equipment cannot get through, ammunition cannot get through. The doctors and the medical services are cut off and cannot lend their aid. That proud army, what is it reduced to? Disease, hunger, wounds, and such like things play havoc in it. The army has become a frenzied, dirty, demoralized force, a danger to its own cause. Then do you realize that all the time it was dependent upon the great invisible host of those who fed it, equipped it, and guarded its health? That's what you are as the auxiliary members of the Legion. Without you, we could not be doing this battle for souls. We know that life on earth is a warfare to save our souls and the souls of others. We are the ground troops, the angels of the Air Force, and you are that invisible force behind us that supports us. Now, the other analogy that the handbook gives us is that the auxiliary members are like the wings of a bird. And Frank Duff once wrote that auxiliary membership is to the Legion what wings are to a bird. With these wings widely expanded by possession of many auxiliaries and beating powerfully under the rhythmic drive of their faithful prayer, the Legion can soar into the higher air of supernatural ideal and effort. It flies swiftly wherever it wills, and even the mountain cannot stay its course. But if those wings are folded, the Legion hobbles awkwardly and slowly along the ground, brought to a stop by the slightest obstacle. So do you see that you are the wings of the Legion? The active members are the ones that are doing the work, but without you, we'd be hobbling along, and we would come to stop at the smallest little stone or log that got in the way. But with you as our auxiliaries, praying every day those Legion prayers and rosaries, then we can soar across the mountains and reach many countless souls. So never forget that the Legion is an army, and you play a vital role in the welfare of that army. The next letter in auxiliary is U, and that stands for understand what the Legion is all about. Understand what the Legion mission is, and that we're on a campaign, we're on a crusade to help save souls, and that you are part of that crusade. Even if somebody is in a hospital bed, if they're an auxiliary member of the Legion, they play a mighty force because they're praying for the active members, not just in this parish, not just in this diocese, but throughout the United States and throughout the world. People from nursing homes have great value because of their prayers. Those in prison, even though they can only pray, that will do so much more good than we could ever imagine. Your prayers as an auxiliary member right now might be helping some poor soul in South Africa, or somebody in China, or somebody in the Philippines, or somebody in the Soviet Union. Wherever you are, you can help somebody by your prayers. So understand this important fact of your role. You know, all of us should imitate St. Therese the Little Flower. Remember when she was a young girl, she heard that there was a murderer that was going to be executed. You might remember the story. His name was Pranzini. He had killed some people. He was about to be executed in a few days. Saint Therese adopted this man. She said, I'm going to pray for him and pray for his conversion, because everybody said he had been raised a Catholic, but he rejected the Catholic faith and he would not talk to a priest. And Saint Therese adopted this man and prayed and fasted for a few days before his execution. After he was executed, she snuck and looked at the newspaper, and she read the account of the execution. And it said that before he was about to be killed, he grabbed the crucifix and he kissed it and made an act of sorrow for his sins, and then handed it back to the person right before he was executed. And that was a sign from God for Therese that he had been converted. And that's the way we should be as auxiliary members of the Legion. We should have that same incredible love for souls, that we'll be willing to pray and to sacrifice for the salvation of souls, just like Therese prayed and sacrificed for the conversion of Pranzini. So understand your great role as auxiliary members. It's important that you as auxiliary members read the magazine called Maria Legionis, which is the magazine of the Legion of Mary. Because not only does it have excellent articles about the spiritual life and about our Blessed Mother, but it tells what's going on throughout the entire world. You can read about the conversions that are taking place through the Legion in Africa and South Korea and the Philippines and other parts of the world, in Siberia. Then you can truly understand this worldwide importance of your prayers. I'd also encourage you, in order to get a greater understanding of the Legion, to get a copy of the Legion Handbook. I think every auxiliary member should buy themselves a copy of the Legion Handbook and read it, because it's a spiritual classic. It has beautiful chapters on the Eucharist, the Blessed Mother, the Trinity, the value of suffering, the mystical body of Christ, the angels, the patron saints. It's a great way to get an understanding of the Legion is by reading the Legion Handbook, as well as the other articles and books that Frank Duff has written. Frank Duff wrote about 6 or 7 books, and we as auxiliary members should read the writings of the founder of the Legion, because he's up for beatification now, and God willing, during our lifetime, he'll be a saint. So get a deeper understanding of the Legion and what it's doing throughout the world in the different missionary countries, because that can make your prayers even more powerful and specific by praying for these special needs throughout the world. The next letter in auxiliary is X. You know how tough it is to find a word for X? So I picked the word extra, okay? Extra. I wouldn't pass a spelling test, but at least I could get a word for it. The handbook says that auxiliary members should do something extra for the Legion, for Our Lady. See, already you say the rosary each day, and you say the Legion prayers that are contained in this. This is called a tessera, which is a Latin word for a membership card or a token of membership. It just says if you go to BJ's or some wholesale club, you need a membership card, just like you have a credit card. If you go to a gas station, a Visa or a MasterCard, this is your Legion membership card, okay? We don't give these out to anybody. Like, you'll never find these on the back of a church pamphlet rack, because these are only given to auxiliary and active members. If you have one of these, it means you are a member of the Legion of Mary. It's a very special card. In fact, when legionaries have come in from out of town, when we go to the airport to pick them up, we might not know who they are, but we stand out by the gate and we hold up the tessera. And that's how they know to come to us, and we then, you know, take them, you know, we pick them up. Also, somebody I know, he always keeps his driver's license folded inside his tessera, because if he gets pulled over by a cop, he opens it up. And I know that it's a true story. There was a man over in Ireland, and he had been pulled over by a cop, and he had his driver's license inside his tessera. So he opened it up to give his driver's license to the police officer who pulled him over. And the police officer said, "Oh, I see you're a member of the Legion of Mary. My wife is a member of the Legion of Mary. No ticket." Now, I can't guarantee it's going to work for you, but it's not a bad idea to keep it in your purse or in your wallet just in case. I do that myself, just in case I get pulled over. So realize that there's really, as an auxiliary member, as you know, you say the opening prayers to the Holy Spirit, you say the Catena, you say the concluding prayers and the Rosary. But the handbook says that don't forget to do something extra for the Legion. For example, say some extra prayers for the Legion. Make some sacrifices for it. Make some visits to the Blessed Sacrament. Maybe once a month, make a holy hour for the growth of the Legion. In fact, it recommends in the handbook that the auxiliary members occasionally should have a Mass said for the growth of the Legion, for that it'll go to more parishes and spread throughout the world. In fact, priests that are auxiliary members of the Legion should pray often during their daily Mass for the Legion, and maybe occasionally even say a special Mass for the intentions of Our Lady and for the growth of the Legion. You know, in war times, remember back in different war times, you have to make sacrifices. Sometimes you have to give up things. But we're always in a war time as Catholics. It's always a spiritual battle for souls. So we as active and auxiliary members should make some extra sacrifices for Our Lady and the Legion. The next letter is I. And that stands for get involved in the things that we offer for auxiliary members. The main thing is the Acies, which is the annual consecration of active and auxiliary members to our Blessed Mother. It's always held around the 25th of March, and you should prepare ahead of time so that you as auxiliary members can make the consecration, that you can come up and put your hand upon the vexillum and say those words, "I am all thine, my queen, my mother, and all that I have is thine." So it's very important that you get involved in the different legion functions. There's reunions, the Presidium will let you know about these things. There's also an organization called the Patricians, which is run by the Legion. It's a monthly discussion group for Catholics, where they get together and discuss different Catholic topics, like what Catholics believe about the Eucharist, or Mary, or Purgatory, or the Papacy. It's like an apologetics discussion group. I know there are some different Patrician groups in this area, and it's just a monthly meeting where you can go to deepen your knowledge of the Catholic faith and learn how to discuss your Catholic faith. The handbook also encourages auxiliary members to get together occasionally, to join together into a confraternity, and to have days of recollection like this, or to get together and to pray, or to just support each other as auxiliary members of the Legion. So get involved in the different functions of the Legion, like the Achives and the reunions that take place throughout the year. The L in auxiliary membership stands for a way of life. That the Legion truly can become a way of life for its members. It's not just another organization, but it offers us a spirituality. The Legion can really be the foundation of our spiritual life. Your Legion prayers and rosary can become the backbone of your relationship with our Lord and the Blessed Mother. For example, when you wake up in the morning, that's an opportunity to say your opening Legion prayers, which is the prayers to the Holy Spirit. What better way to start your day than praying to the Holy Spirit? And then sometime during the day, pray your rosary. And then your Catena, which is the Magnificat. Perhaps this could be said in the evening, just as the priests and nuns are saying their Magnificat during evening prayer. Maybe you could say the Catena in the evening. Your Catena means a chain. When you say the Catena, you're linked and joined to every other member throughout the world, and you're linked to our Blessed Mother. And then at night, perhaps, you might want to say your concluding prayers before you go to sleep. You know, in the morning, you say your morning offering, and you say your perhaps morning opening prayers of the Legion. And then at night, when you make your examination of conscience and say your act of contrition, you could also say your concluding prayers of the Legion. It's just one way to break up the prayers throughout the day to sanctify the different hours of the day, morning, evening, and nighttime. And of course, the greatest prayer that you say as auxiliary members is the Rosary, which is so powerful, because every time you say that Hail Mary, you're asking Mary to pray for you now and at the hour of your death. That means every time you have 50 prayers that are being stored up for you for your hour of death. And all of us are going to need great prayer on our deathbed, because that's when the battle for our soul really takes place between the angels that are protecting us and the demons that want to take us away from God. So you need to store up a lot of prayers for the hour of your death. And by praying many rosaries, you'll be storing up a lot of prayer for that special time, that very important time. See, the rosary is a spiritual weapon. In history, the rosary has actually won battles. Think of the Battle of Lepanto. In the year 1571, St. Pius V, the Pope, asked all Catholics of Christendom to pray the rosary because they were going into a battle against the Muslims, against the Turks that were about to overrun Europe. And this was a crucial military naval battle. And if the Muslims won this, perhaps all of Europe would have become Islamic. Now, thank God, during the battle, because of all these tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands of rosaries that were prayed, the Christians that were outnumbered were able to win a great military battle. And because of that, October 7th was designated as the feast day of the Holy Rosary. And that's how powerful the rosary is. You might have read in history about the Siege of Vienna, and again, how the enemies of the Church were about to take over Vienna. And John Sobieski, with a much smaller group of men from Poland, came on horseback, praying their rosary and with their swords, and they were able to defeat the enemies of the church. And again, won a great rosary victory. Remember in the Philippines a few years ago, there was a bloodless revolution because the people were praying the rosary. And it says that Our Lady herself appeared and stopped the tanks from shooting into the crowd. So that's the power that the rosary has. The rosary, as you know, is like our spiritual weapon. It's like David's sling. Remember how he could defeat Goliath? Just because he had a sling and five stones. Well, our sling is our rosary, and those five stones are those five decades. We can defeat any illness of our society, whether it be wars or abortion or whatever it might be, we can defeat because of the power of the rosary. So see the Legion as your way of life that will offer you a spiritual foundation for your relationship with our Lord. Your rosary, your Legion prayers. Also, the handbook recommends that we wear the miraculous medal or the brown scapular of our Blessed Mother. And that the handbook also recommends that you be apostolic, that you will actually reach out to other people and try to get them to become auxiliary members of the Legion too. Don't just leave it up to active members to recruit other auxiliaries. You yourself should be inviting your brothers or sisters or parents or aunts or uncles or other people also to become auxiliary members of the Legion. See, it's our goal to get every Catholic to become an auxiliary member of the Legion. Wouldn't that be amazing if we had in the United States 60 million Catholics all praying the rosary every day? We could convert the United States if we had that. Imagine if you had 1 billion Catholics throughout the world praying that rosary every day. It's possible if we just got every Catholic to be an auxiliary member of the Legion. In fact, there are even non-Catholics that say the rosary and Legion prayers every day. They're not officially called auxiliary members, but we write their name down in a special roll in our roll book. And oftentimes, they're very dedicated in praying their rosary and Legion prayers every day. We visit them, we keep in touch with them. You know why? Because Bishop Sheen said that if a non-Catholic prays the rosary, they'll become Catholic, or they'll stop saying the rosary. There's only two choices. If you get somebody of another faith to pray the rosary, they're either going to keep praying the rosary and enter the church, or they'll just stop praying the rosary. So you yourself can be apostolic in spreading auxiliary membership and to see your membership really as a way of life and not just, you know, another organization that you belong to. The next letter in auxiliary is I, and that stands for investment. See, your auxiliary membership is a great investment. When we invest our money in the bank or in the stock market, we like to have a good rate of investment, a good rate of interest, don't you? You like to get some dividends back for what you give. Like if you're only getting 1 or 2% from your investment, you're probably not too happy about that. But if you're getting 10 or 20%, you know, you're probably pretty happy about that. Well, the handbook says when you become an auxiliary member, you get not only a 100-fold return, not only a 1,000-fold return, but you get a 1,000,000-fold return on your prayers that you say. And that's because auxiliary membership will bring you into a deeper relationship with our Lord and the Blessed Mother. You'll come closer to Jesus and Mary. Your prayers will be more powerful because they'll be joined to all the members throughout the world. And that your eternity will be different. See, if you die as a member of the Legion of Mary, you'll be a member for all eternity. And that's of infinite value. And so what you get by just investing a few minutes every day, 15, 20 minutes for praying the rosary and a few minutes for the prayer card, your eternity will be different. Your eternity, you will be known as an auxiliary member of the Legion of Mary for all eternity. One of Our Lady's special soldiers in the battle for souls. So that's how you get a 1,000,000-fold return on your investment. In fact, the Montfort says that when you pray the rosary by yourself, you get the grace of one rosary. If you say it as a group, like we did here today, with 50 or 100 people, you get the grace of 50 to 100 rosaries. Did you know that? And if you're an auxiliary member, did you know that there's 20 million auxiliary members throughout the world? So every day, when you say your one rosary, you get the grace of 20 million rosaries. That's a good bargain, isn't it? That's like going into a business with a millionaire, and he says, you put in $10, I'll put in $1 million, and we'll share the profit. Well, that's how it is with auxiliary membership. So you also share in the prayers and works of all the active members. We have between 6 and 7 million active members throughout the world. You also share in their prayers. One of the other benefits that people don't realize is that every November, every presidium throughout the world has a mass said for all the deceased, active and auxiliary members. Isn't that amazing? You know how many presidia there are throughout the world? About 600,000. That means that after we die, active and auxiliary members will have 600,000 masses being said for them every November. So it might not hurt to die on October 31st, right? If you happen to go to purgatory, when November 1st comes around, if you're not out of purgatory after 600,000 masses, it's no fault of the Legion, okay? So it's another benefit. Now the handbook also says that every auxiliary member should join the confraternity of the Holy Rosary, because you're already doing more than you need to do. The confraternity is a large number of people that pray the rosary every day. In fact, all you have to do to be in the confraternity is say 15 decades of the rosary during the course of a week. And you already do far more than that. So all you have to do is send your name in to the confraternity, and there's no dues, there's no other obligations. If you're an auxiliary member, you're already doing much more than is required. You'll get many graces and benefits by joining the Rosary Confraternity. So I'm going to give you the address, those of you who have a pen, of the Rosary Confraternity. All you have to do is send your name to the Rosary Center, P.O. Box 3617. 3617, Portland, Oregon, 97208. Portland, Oregon, 97208. If you didn't get it, I'll give you the address downstairs during the next talk. Now, it's important also to remember that when you say the Legion prayers and rosary, you don't necessarily have to offer them specifically for the Legion. You can if you want to. But the handbook says, as long as you offer it in honor of Our Lady and for Our Lady's intentions, that's perfect. That's fine. In fact, it might even be better to offer those prayers for Our Lady's intentions. That way she can then take those graces and give them to whoever needs them throughout the world. That's part of the entrusting everything to Our Blessed Mother, that she knows best where those prayers can be best applied. So when you pray for her intentions, you know that everything is safe with Our Lady, and your prayers will accomplish much more when they're offered for the intentions of Our Lady, because of the purity and power that they'll have when she then takes those prayers to Jesus, her Son. So again, auxiliary members pray their prayers in rosary, especially for the intentions of Our Lady. And you can pray specifically for the Legion, but you don't have to. It's okay to say them just for Our Lady's intentions. Now the last three letters in auxiliary is A, R, and Y. The A stands for another degree of legionary membership called the adjutorian member. You might not even have ever heard of this, but it's an auxiliary member who not only says their legion prayers and rosary, but they attend Mass and communion daily. And they recite some form of the divine office approved by the Church. This is called an adjutorian member. It's a higher degree of auxiliary membership. Again, there's still no weekly meetings or anything, but you are becoming a deeper member of the Legion, a higher member of the Legion. You're still an auxiliary member, but you'd be called an adjutorian. And I'm sure that many of you already attend daily Mass and Holy Communion. Can I see a show of hands of how many attend Mass and Holy Communion almost every day? See, that's quite a few of you. So what if you say the divine office, like the liturgy of the hours or Christian prayer? If I see a show of hands, any of you do that? Some of you do. See, you should be an adjutorian member of the Legion, because when you say the divine office, that's the public prayer of the church. And when you attend daily Mass and communion, perhaps that's the greatest thing you could do for your spiritual life. So I'd really encourage you to be an adjutorian member. Even if you miss once or twice a week, the handbook says you can still be an adjutorian, even if you might happen to miss Mass or the divine office once or twice a week. In fact, there are many priests and religious sisters that are adjutorian members of the Legion. In fact, the Poor Clares are adjutorian members. Isn't that amazing? That because they're members of the Legion, they're, even though they only have to say the Legion prayer card because they're already attending Mass and saying the Divine Office, just by adding this prayer card, they're receiving countless graces of the 20 million auxiliary members and the 7 million active members. They're participating in all those prayers and works of those members throughout the world. Plus, they themselves are benefiting the Legion by their membership. In fact, the Legion Handbook says something interesting. It quotes Archimedes. Remember, Archimedes said, "Give me a lever, and I could move the world." Well, this prayer card, auxiliary membership, is like the lever. And the whole support of their prayers is then thrust against the evil of the world by their joining to the Legion. Even if they would only say those Legion prayers every day, they are being united to all the active and auxiliary members. So imagine the Carmelites and the Benedictines and the Trappists and the Poor Clares, when they are adjutorian members of the Legion, even though it only requires maybe another 30 seconds or a minute of prayer, the whole weight of their daily life of prayer and sacrifice is then like a lever that can move sin and evil throughout the whole world, especially the work that's being done by the active members. All that gets thrust to the active members, and they can then benefit by all the prayers of the contemplative and the cloistered aspect of the church. Now, with A, besides adjutorian member, I should also mention active membership. Don't forget that you're welcome to become active members of the Legion. We would love to have you as an active member. In fact, if you were an active member, your spiritual life would even be more deeply enriched, because you would be able to come to the meeting, and you'd be able to join us for the spiritual formation, the rosary, the discussion, the spiritual reading, the talk that the priest gives at the meeting, and then the reports which are given on the apostolic work. Now, some of the benefits of being an active member is that you get weekly spiritual direction. You get weekly spiritual formation to grow in holiness. You'll grow in your knowledge of your Catholic faith. You'll grow because you'll be an instrument of our Blessed Mother. You'll be used to bring people closer to God by visiting the fallen away Catholic, by visiting the hospitals, the prisons, and the nursing homes. You yourself will be an instrument for the salvation of souls. Remember, St. James says, if you help save another soul, God will give you all the graces you need to save your own. Plus, as an active member, you'll develop wonderful lifetime friendships in the Legion. You might even meet your spouse. You might even meet your husband. Like my mom and dad met at a Legion meeting. So if you're single and looking for somebody, don't forget about being an active member. Plus, when you join the Legion, it'll take 10 years off your life. Automatically, you will look 10 years younger by being an active member of the Legion. Isn't that amazing? I guarantee it. I'll be willing to put any kind of bet on this. If you join the Legion, because the Legion makes you young. So if you're now 40 and you want to look 30, join the Legion and be an active member. Now, it'll also help you to fulfill Matthew chapter 25. Remember, Jesus says, "When I was hungry, you gave me food. When I was thirsty, you gave me drink. When I was sick, you visited me. When I was in prison, you came to see me." So we're doing those things as legionaries. We don't do the corporal works of mercy, like giving out food and clothing. Other organizations do that. But we take care of the spiritual needs of the people. For example, people are hungry for God. People are hungry for truth. People are hungry for the Eucharist. When you can bring them back to the sacrament by God's grace, you are an instrument of conversion. People are thirsty for love. When you visit that person in the nursing home, you can help quench their thirst for love. So remember, maybe this will be the opportunity today to think about becoming an adjutorian member by attending daily Mass and saying the divine office, like morning and evening prayer in Christian prayer. Or, again, I personally now give you an invitation to become an active member of the Legion. Talk to the legionaries here and come to a meeting. And go out on a work. Go out to visit the hospitals and nursing homes and the shut-ins. And I guarantee it, you will love it. The second to last letter is R. And that stands for the reign of Jesus through Mary. Because that's what we're all about. We're trying to establish the kingship of Jesus Christ, the lordship of Christ in our hearts, in our homes, in our parishes, and in our culture, in our society. And that's what the Legion is all about. We are trying to establish the reign of Jesus Christ. Now, the way we do this as auxiliary members is, first of all, I would recommend by undertaking De Montfort's True Devotion. The handbook recommends that every auxiliary member should be told about De Montfort's True Devotion. How many of you have read the book The True Devotion by St. Louis de Montfort? Okay, some of you have. The rest of you, I encourage you, get a copy of the book. It's a book that has changed the life of so many people. Mother Teresa read it. John Paul II read it. Frank Duff, Fidel Quinn, Alfie Lam. So many people have read this book. Say Maximilian Kolbe, Matt Talbot, and others have read this, and it brought about a deepening of their spiritual life when they read this book. So read the book, True Devotion, and make the 33-day preparation, and then pick a day and give yourself away. Give yourself to Jesus through Mary by making the De Montfort consecration. One other practical thing to bring about the reign of Jesus Christ is the enthronement of the Sacred Heart in the home. Every auxiliary member should invite the active legionaries to do the enthronement in their home. Or you can invite a priest to come and do the enthronement with you. How many of you have had the enthronement of the Sacred Heart in your home? Okay, many of you have. Those of you who have not, enthrone the Sacred Heart in your home. It's a great way to bring about the reign of Jesus Christ.